Hello and welcome to this special budget podcast. I am your host Nandish Shah and I will be talking about the consumption sector. As this year's union budget draws near, the central government is facing the tough task of managing expectations of a strong reform to stimulate growth amid the COVID crisis. In recent years, spending patterns have taken a hit, first due to the demonetization and then the introduction of the goods and services tax. The pandemic has further disturbed the purchasing power as well as the behavior of consumers. The revival of the consumption cycle remains a key priority in Budget 2021 to boost domestic growth as it forms the core of India's GDP. Given that the pandemic has caused significant business and livelihood disruptions, the government can use the budget to pursue further land and labor reforms. More policy steps can be announced to further ease hiring constraint and initiate new schemes in the line of MNREGA to encourage job creation. The focus would be to reverse the labor migration caused by the pandemic and encourage employment for low-skilled workers within the labor-intensive industries such as textiles, housing, MSME, etc. Sin taxes could go up. As the fiscal math has gone away because of the pandemic, taxing cigarettes comes as an easy alternative for the government during these testing times. In Budget 2020, there was a sharp increase of 13% in tax incidence, consequent to a significant hike in the rate of National Calamity Contingent Duty. Given the present situation, we can expect similar kind of tax hike on sin goods and other items. Palm oil constitutes over 40% of India's edible oil consumption. India is the world's largest importer of edible oil and buys around 15 million tons annually from countries such as Malaysia and Indonesia. In November 2020, the Central Board of Direct Taxes and Customs had reduced the customs duty from 37.5% to 27.5%. Considering that the overall demand situation has stabilized somewhat, the government could roll back some of these cuts to strengthen the fiscal math. With regards to retail sector, a national retail policy that focuses on streamlining approvals and compliance, improving capital access and strengthening logistics would be beneficial. Increasing FDI in multi-brand or single-brand retail would enable organized players to expand presence and inculcate best manufacturing practices. For the beleaguered hotel industry, granting of infrastructure status would enable it to access fund at lower rates as well as electricity, water and land at industrial rates. That's the wrap on this podcast. Stay logged on to Money Control for more news and updates. Thanks for listening.